Are there any other kind of creeping brushes or vines that you can think of that grow out this way? I think there's any more vegetation that we haven't covered.
Blindweed.
What is blindweed? I haven't heard of that.
Blindweed. You ever see this? What's the name of that? It's kind of a pretty looking little old flower. Morning glory? Yeah, it looks kind of like a morning glory.
Is that something else y'all have to kill off?
Yeah, that's something we can't do either. Blindweed, and it just keeps spreading. Antelope eat it. They go deposit it somewhere else.
Well, I tell you, I never knew that ranchers had to fight weeds so much.
We got so many enemies, you got that even
right. Everybody's out to get you.
Yeah. The government's the biggest.
The biggest weed of all.
Right? Yeah, the biggest enemy.
You've already mentioned one or two streams. I was wondering if you could tell me all the local streams that you can think of that are around here. I know there are not many of them.
Over here is the Big Sandy. And then up where I live is the East Bijou.
Now, are these, what are these, rivers or streams?
Well, they're little old creeks, we call them.
Okay.
They're generally dry, except in floods. And wintertime, they get flowing a little. And then you go over, you'll cross, going back again, you'll cross East Bijou, Middle Bijou, West Bijou, Comanche. That's all in towards Denver. There's one more. East, West, Middle. Maybe that's it, Comanche.
Any other streams pick up around here?
Not around here then. I think that covers them still. You don't want to worry with Rickery. But that's most of them around here.
Okay. You mentioned creek. Is that does a creek flow all year round, or is it
no,
just
it's
flows
generally
part of
dry.
The year? Generally dry.
Yeah.
And so that's different than like a river or a stream.
Yeah.
And they flow most all year long?
Yeah, I'd say a river do.
Okay.
A creek in the mountains.
Ever heard of a wet weather creek? Creek that only, do you have any creeks around here that only flow after it rains?
If it's big enough rain, it will.
Not big enough.
Yeah.
It'll stay dry.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if you ever heard the word meadow.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, we have it along that East Bijou up. We call them meadows or hay. Put a pay on it. They're kind of subirrigated.
So it's you say you grow hay there?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big pasture where you grow your...
Well, it can be different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, these are sub-irrigated.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just not irrigated anymore, without too much moisture.
So it's a place where you can grow crops without too much water for your cattle.
Yeah, we don't have enough of them. That's what they are.
Okay. How about the word park? Is that familiar?
Mostly the ones I ever seen is in the mountains.
Okay, what is that? I've heard that word.
It's a park. It's where you come to a clearing and kind of a forest or whatever. I call it more of a hay meadow.
A hay meadow. It's like a hay meadow.
But I don't suppose they put up hay up there. It's just a clearing.
Just a clearing in the forest. Up in the mountains. Okay. And how about a basin? Are you familiar with that? What that is?
Well, I've read about them, but I don't know too much about them.
Don't know what that is. Okay. How about what would you call a place where it's there's a lot of water standing, it's a low-lying area, a lot of water standing on the ground?
Swamp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have any, I guess y'all have any of those around?
Not
here?
Many. after a rain.
Okay. Okay. Is there another name you might have for a place like that around here? If you did, what would you call
lagoon,
it?
Lagoon, maybe.
A lagoon, okay.